You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The end of the parsha, Yechi, it says in Mafte, V'ya Yosef l'Efraim b'nei Shileishim, gam b'nei Makir b'menoshe yuldu al beke Yosef. Yosef saw three generations, Ephraim, b'nei Makir, b'nei Menashe. So it says over there in Pasuk, yuldu al beke Yosef. So Rashi says, what does it mean, yuldu? Yuldu means they were born, technically. So he says, ketarguma. What does the Targum say? The Targum says, Isyaldu, v'rav v'yosef, they were born, meaning that they were born on the knees, technically means on the knees, but they were born, Godlon ben Be'ekov, he brought them up, ben Be'ekov. Be'ekov is a way of saying it, they were always by him. His grandchildren were already by him. There was no COVID then, so the kids were able to be there, and he brought them up. That's what it means. In Targum Yainasin, it says like this. Targum Yainas says, Bnei Makir, Bnei Menashe, Kadis Yaldu, Gzirinun V'Rabinun Yosef. Goyze, he was Goyze them, he cut them, and he brought them up. The Pirush on the Yenison says, Yochel Yos, could be, Shehu Daita Kimal Oysom Al Birke HaSandik. That means that how do you get Mil over here? Because what does it mean, Al Birke Yosef? So he says, he mauled them on Birke, you know, of the sandik, right? That's where the sandik puts the baby. So in other words, we see from here that first of all, they tried to do a few years ago, that should be nicer, healthier, put the kid on a table. You put the kid on a table. That should be, but you see from here, there's an Indian to have Birkayim, many chazals. Another pshat, he says, Inami, Yeshlema Sheyesef Hoya Sandik. So, v'zehu al berke Yosef hayu nimulim. They were mal, Targum Yenison is aimed on the words berke Yosef. It means they were on this berkayim, and therefore must be that they were mal, which from here you see there is an inyan to give to grandfather. And also, as we know, many of you probably have heard that there's a ramah not to give a sandakos to the same person twice. Not to give to sandakos. It's a shver ramah. We'll see in a second. Just see the ramah, just to the lashon. You know that it says in ramah that it's a zgula for ashiris. The real zgula is having sandak, and sandak also when they give the brachas and the name. There are people who told me that they had it, and they made money. That they said that a few people have told me that it happened to them. I got it last week. The problem was I got it by a Sephardi. And only the Ramah says it's a school. So I said, I don't know. I'm going to have to, Nissen Alper, I learned from him that when you're a Sandik, you buy the lottery. So far, I've not made a penny. All this and the calls. But maybe this time. I had the last week, 2 weeks. So Feiskim say it really means you're holding it but Sandik and by the Brachas too. I know two people that they did it. They got both. One said he had a very big problem. He had to help his daughter, which she had a very difficult situation. He asked for it, a big rav, and he got a lot of money. Another fellow told me also he did it both. And that night he got $10,000 and so on. Just read you the Ramal. Noigen lahader achamitzvah zu liyos sandik. So hit there. It's a great Indian vice dice. Litvay satinak lemayalai hagos maimoni v'yafe koyach hasandik mekoyach hamoyel. Now, okay, this don't get into fights yet about this. It's a gabai lakdimai lekriyas hasandik. Who gets the liya? The sandik, according to our mother, sandik gets before the father. Minig in most places that the father gets it, and where we do it. Mitzakai Zuchava has a. What? Aliyah Latira.
Would they have Monday
or Thursday or Shabbos? That's time. I mean, let's say Monday and Thursday it's more the gay, yeah, whatever. They have one shlishi. If the sandik's a levy coin, you're lucky. Whatever, one of them is a, then you'd have no problem. The kol sandik have kimakte kateris. Brings me shainim. Ulachain noigin shaloyitan shnei yoladim. Because it says by Keteris that somebody won the Keteris, that said he didn't do it again. Right? The English, by the way, this is Negev because I've heard they do it. Liay Sandik, Litinek, Mishum, Bemokam Shab Shab Ish, Mishum Davi Pritzis. In Divra Makil, they were Machabed, there's a tshuva there where they were Machabed a Galach. Ben, is that all right? I guess only some people know Galach means. But they were Machabed a Galach. I don't have to tell you what the Divra Makil said about that. Okay? But anyway, what she could. She could be a kvaterin. Now, interesting. In Hilchis Tisha B'Av, it says that as far as wearing Shabbos clothing, only the father, the sandik, and the moel are allowed to wear Shabbos clothing. Not the kvater. But the kvaterin could. Magen Avraham brings it. The woman could, because it's the biggest kibbut that a woman could get. There's no bigger kibbut. So next time you're any breast, you could tell if you know the woman, you tell her, if I always see the woman that I know, so you should know you got the biggest kibbutz. That, again, you have to be careful. You have to know which woman you're talking to, but hopefully she's a woman that will understand it. And the guy in Kiyadua argues on it. He says, if it says this whole thing with Hashiras or Shemana, he says in Cain, you should only have one son to close. What's it got to do with the family? You know, so they don't have a shot. But many bring a raya from this Targum Yainasin that for grandchildren, you can be a sandik more than once, because it's mashma that the Yosef did. This was a bnei makib and Menashe Yuldu al beki Yosef, right? He's sort of the fourth generation, three after him, and he was a sandik. It doesn't say he was a sandik only for one. Okay, what we're going to be talking about is the following. So you have a grandfather. You want to be machaber and taki sifah. Man, it's a big Indian. You machaber a grandfather with sandikos. Or a great grandfather, or the older generation, and he happens to be a moel. What do you do? He's a moel.
Can do both.
What?
Can do both.
Can he do both? Well, what would you say? So you what? What? I don't remember that. Yeah, like McCarmy. He's both. I don't recall. He would be right. Okay, so let's first see.
Is there an Indian of Kabilos?
Oh, very good. So let's first see. All right, this new Shulchan Aruch. Not asking your prime to know what is that. Where do they put the Prima Godin, the back, I guess. So the Prima Godin sort of touches upon it. Tav Kuf Pei Hei. Why is it on there? Because in Tav Kuf Pei Hei, it talks about what you do with a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah. Kiyadua, I don't know if any of you ever know, it says that it's an Indian that the person who does the mila and does the mitzitza should also blow the shofar once he has blood. So by the way, my son-in-law is not a moel, but he miles. He knows how to mile. He told me that this it's an American thing that they say, oh, he's a great moel. There's hardly any blood. He says not a good thing. It should be blood. It's just over here people get very nervous. Blood supposed to have blood. So, otherwise, it's not could be not such a great mila. The better meal as they have blood. So don't get nervous if you have a good meal and there's blood there. Prima Gada Mishritzah, that you stand up by the shofar. She says, we know that you stand up by certain mitzvahs or the bracha at least. So it says over here, ubikas mitzvahs kulam. Basically, usually, ubikas mitzvahs are done by midah. So he says, toifas atinaik. He shouldn't be mal. Machmas bracha, because he's got to make the brachas standing up and he's got to do the mila sitting down. That's what the Prima Godim says over here. Machmas bracha. So he says, look at Yeradeya, bracha lachnisa, priya yetzim bekachatzach lamad. So he says not to do it. In the Maram Shik. Interesting, it's a letter to a bachar, tshuva to a bachar. And the bachar. That was the shaila. So let's first talk about what. Let's say you can only do one. What would you give the grandfather, the mila or the sandakos? What would you say? Milos Daraisa, Sunday calls, technically, if not, Lamaises, I forgot to say it, in Medrash, they bring the Medrash. In Medrash, it says, the David HaMelech said, look, Rabbeinu Shalom, I do mitzvahs with every part of my body. That fill in. Then it says, my knees, Sunday calls. Rabbi says it's an Indian. It's not clear what it is, right? Last week we mentioned Rav Kivega. In that Shuv Rav Kivega, he says, the person who's the Sandak makes lachnis or b'brisa shavram avinu if the father is not there, you know, not alive. And he says, what's the Indian? Because he's helping to do the Mila, but lachaisa, the Mila is the mitzvah. But so we're saying Mila is the derais, and this is making the afsharis to do the Mila, the Sandak. Technically, let's forget about, because you put it on your knees, he's giving it, he's helping. Right, it says in Chazal Tak it's mizbeach, like a terrorist. But Lamaisa is, it's not a derisa. What mitzvah derisa is the moil getting? Which mitzvah is it? What do you categorize? I've seen fathers become sandik. I was a few brisim. He looked surprised. You know that? Yeah, to us it seems strange. Like, you know, you want to be a sandik by your own son's bris. But I've seen it. People do it. So now the father's a moil. What should you do?
Should mile for sure. It's a mitzvah, according to some, it's a mitzvah begufa, according to the...
Shmuel is saying, very good. There's a whole shaila, if there is shlichus by Mila. In other words, I've had you all the time, that's what the moel says to you, right? You be my shliach, but it's a machoikus hapoisk. It could be, there's no shlichus by Mila. Why not? That's a whole big shaila. Why not? So basically, we go with the Beis Halevi's vart, which I think is the simplest way to explain it. Because what if you don't do the bris? What if the father doesn't do the bris? It's a mitzvah on Gans Klal Yisrael. It's a mitzvah. In other words, if there's no father, if the father's not from, the father's not alive, Shem Yerachim, whatever the situation is. So nobody's taking care of it. So it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Bezdin, Klal Yisrael. Right? The Rishayim say it means basically Klal Yisrael. So if there's a mitzvah on everybody, it doesn't pass shlichus on a mitzvah that belongs to me also. But shlichus is only the pshat. You have to go ahead and do a mitzvah, right? You have to do a mitzvah. Right? Mekadesh your wife. Okay, you're a big masmid. You're not coming to the, at least to the Eris, and soon you have to come, right? So you make a shliach to make kedushin. Good. So I'm doing the shlichus for you. But over here, who says I'm doing the shlichus for you? Maybe I'm doing my mitzvah. It's my mitzvah to mal this child. So this is a big shaila. So if Shmuel said correctly, that there is a shita that Mila is not shach to shlichus. So now, if you go back to the grandfather, what Rabbi Fall said, that it's a mitzvah deraisa, it's more important. Excuse me. It's more important. So now, the moil is not just chesed, moil is doing a mitzvah. Right? He's doing a mitzvah. On the other hand, it was like this. There are shitas that it's not, right? Okay. Now let's talk about the father who wants to be a sandik. Let's talk about the father who wants to be a sandik. So since the father wants, now the father says, I don't know what should I be a sandik, should be a mayo. I'm going to make a So one hand, you could say like this. Look, there's an Indian of to be a, to do it yourself. Mitzvah boy, yaisa mishlucha, right? That the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Kedushin, that if you know how to make the chant, so you make the chant. You don't ask, your wife has the same cream, I'm saying, but let's say you have a mishareses, right? Make sure it's, you know, not bishul akum though, but let's say she's doing it. So mitzvah by Yisuf Yishlucha, right? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yisuf, Malach Shibuta used to salt the fish, and this one did this, and this one did that. So when it says mitzvah by Yisuf Yishlucha, and from there we learn out, that's where the whole Indian of baking matzahs comes from. Why? Mitzvah by Yisrael Mishlucha. Even though it's not the mitzvah itself, but, right, covered Shabbos at least. You're being mechabed Shabbos. Or whatever it is, it's Indian called mitzvah by Yisrael Mishlucha. So in this whole Indian, whether it is shlichus by a Mila, where it's discussed in Hilchas Mila, or Zeruah, or a Shach, the whole thing. So what Rav Shmuel was mentioning, I'm not going to go through the Maamar Kaimus now, it does say the Indian of mitzvah by Yisrael Mishlucha, which means it's a hidda mitzvah. But Lamaisa is, if I do the mitzvah myself, what I get it with a hidda mitzvah. But if I'm the sandik, right, I get the mitzvah of sandikos, whatever it is, it's vaitzos mitzvah, and the meal I get because of the shliach. So I got two mitzvahs. In other words, if I do the mila myself, I get one mitzvah. I don't get the sandik kolos. If I'm mal, if I'm a sandik, and the moil's my shliach. But on the other hand, like Shmuel said, but maybe the moil's not your shliachas. Maybe you're giving it up. Maybe you're not allowed to do it. So this is a big issue. So somebody mentioned, let him do both. Who said? You mentioned, let him do both. Right? Joel, you mentioned that. No, you mentioned the other thing. Right? Let him do both. So in Trivus Marm Shek, oh, Joel mentioned Chavilas Chavilas. It's a letter to Bachur. So he says, the Bachur, I don't know exactly the Bachur Vice Dois from the Tshuva that he's, there was a whole question about this. Seems even before the Square Rabbi, we'll see soon. And the question was, can you be a Sandik and a Moyel together? I think he's right. I think I now remember he was both. I think he was talking true. But they were helping him somehow. I remember, right. It was a Shabbos Bris, and he was the Moyel and the Sandik. So now, so the Bacher asked the Rab Shik, right? The Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, the Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, it's Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Okay? What do you say? No, it's, the Gemara says you don't do one mitzvah.
When you have a chiv on you, you don't do Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. But here, the chiv is not on you particularly. It's on different
people. You mean as far as Sandik?
As far as Sandik
doesn't have to be you. Okay?
These are two mitzvahs here. So it's a different Indian than Bila. The same as the two babies in a row, they have like those.
Wait, say it again. Well, Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas means you came out two children at a time. You don't take out William and Adin. Okay, we have to go. You don't take out two Sefer Torahs. William, except the Gabbai will never hear, the people will never forgive him. You're supposed to really take out one Sefer Torah and take out the Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, right? Ein Mashkin Shtei Seitas, but also Kiddush and Avdala, technically, no Yak and Ahaz is the reason, but you're not supposed to make it. So what are you saying? Okay, so I don't
say twice.
It could be two separate mitzvahs too, Kiddush of Dollar, but no, say you said something about it. Oh, so listen to this, Joel, here. Zokta, what? It is at the same time, you know, you're mouthing and you're being sandik. The sandik is not just holding it, the sandik is holding it while the meal is done. So he says, the Lord Shayach Lameimah. What's the whole chesaron of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas? Like, for instance, interesting, I'll tell you an unbelievable story that happened. I was once at a garret by the Pnei Menachem, who's a tish. The Pnei Menachem's tish was fruit, cake, and wine. That's basically it. After they finished the tish, somebody got up on a chair, stood up, you know, there's thousands of people there, and made alamichya. That's it, alamichya. Next person got up and made ala geffen. Next person got up and made ala peiris. So I said, what's going on here? You know, so I asked someone there. They said, it's with, you know, and he said, the reason is that what if a person only had one? I said, okay, first of all, the din is, it's a shaila, but we pass. Or let's say you're the kiddush and you had wine and you had mezainis. And the person you're being mitzvah only had mezainis, right? He didn't drink from the wine. Can you be mitzvah that person? So most boys can say you could. You're mechavim to be mitzvah with ala michya, not ala gofen. Secondly, I told the person, what if a person did have two, three things, right? I got peiros there and I got some cake there, right? So I have to make a bracha with two. How am I mitzvah two with one? And, you know, so there was a yid there, he was called the roof. He was just nifted this summer. He was in his head. He was 25 years ago, they said he chazed Yoredeya 300 times, more than 25 years ago, 300 times. He knew the Mishmur. He used to walk around like this in Beis Medrash with a tillim, come out backwards, and make believe like he sang tillim. He was. He was chazering everything. He was a meridic of Medrash. You couldn't. He used to always come over to me, Yaiga, must have put tula for a neum. You know, you have a few dollars for a neum to give out, you know. So it was a very nice seat, though. So I asked him, Ramaya, but he was called the roof over there. You know, I was by Bella Fisher's Zangazunt in Brooklyn, and they were starting the Gary Yeshiva, the Beis Medrash. And so I said, what's the, trying to figure out who's Rosh Yeshiva. So I said, why don't you take me? I was joking. I said, I'll take it. So I said, what? He says, Panasa, I need Panasa, I said. So he says, Panasa, you're not going to get big money from Gary. So and what's wrong with COVID? I said, that's the last thing you'll get in Gary. COVID, you'll never get COVID. They don't even believe there's such a thing. Right, Sam, you over there? I don't think you agree. But anyway, so you remember Amaya Zilberstein? Yes. So, yes, Murray de Kazakh.
In Tel Aviv, when they first, in the 30s, when they first established Garrett, the Rebbe sent me, he was among the very.
Yeah, Vova Zilberstein. He had six, he was a plain Yid, a Hasidic Yid who loved Torah. I don't think he was the Talmud Chacham. Six sons, all Bikiyim Bishas. All six sons were. Six or seven, six sons, Resh Kailim, Rav, they're all Bikin Bishas. So anyway, so he goes to me, he says, I got a cook in Shulte Gebarim, that B'chatcha Rav blanked them. And he walks away. That's the way he was. He would not want you to even know that he knows anything. So I search. So Gemara says like this. Gemara says that you don't make a bracha with two inyanim. Gemara asks, you know, right? You don't make one bracha to be yotze two things. So you don't make a bracha. So in fact, the Gemara, how you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim? That's a Gemara's kashish. You say Mekadosh Yisrael and then Mekadosh Azmanim. No, Mekadosh Yisrael and Mekadosh Azmanim. Mekadosh Shabbos. Gemara goes through that. Shteitin Shilten Gebarim over there. That even though the Rishayim don't say this, how do you make a bracha ala Michya, ala Gafen, and ala Eretz in one thing? It's three separate brachas, not to be Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Because the whole thing of mitzvah chavilas means it looks like a mass. You want to shirk off your responsibility in one time. No, mitzvah you do. One mitzvah, not a mitzvah, not one time. Azay Shteitin Shulte Gebayron says, even though Tor Rambam Zamash, right? In B'chat Sharav, who's a big Paisik, says, HaRaitz Alasas Kedivra Shulte Gebayron, HaRishuz B'yaday. So then afterwards I heard a story, the Bleibel Haina. Right, so his daughter's married to Farbstein, who's a big ger, a big chevrna. So they go to each other simchas from the chevrna yeshiva. So he came to Shev Brachas and he ate I don't know if he did this on purpose, the Pnei Menachem, but he had cake, he had wine, and he had fruits, you know, grapes. And then he made three separate brachas. The Rosh Yeshiva's there, what's he doing? What's he doing? He opened up the shulte gevurim shom shiv chadro. They were like speechless. His bekiyus was phenomenal, the Pnei Menachem. So anyway, that's the Indian of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So the Bacha asked him, and he says like this. He says, no. He said, well, oh, he says, Chada Milsihi, V'loshay Chavilas, Kolshkein U'achas Messiah L'chaverta. The whole word of Sandakos, what is Sandakos of Grace of Indian? Whatever the Indian is, but it's in order to do Mila. It's part of one thing. He says, Umetamze lo amen. I don't believe Masha Kasaft, I guess. The Shamata Beshem Hagoin, I don't know who he is. It must have been, you know, a big Hungarian. Merenu Reish Aleph Spitz, Zatzal. Shavlo Rotza Likach Sandakos Vias Moyel. He was a Moyel, yeah, Ruben. And he didn't want to be a Sandak. Because of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. He says, I don't believe it. I don't believe that. If I say he was a perfect person, you want to believe it. Kiven da echad shayach lechaverta. Belav hachi. Without that. Lo shayach basan da kos mila chavilas. Chavilas mikra im oisin beis mitzvahs ke'achas. Aval kan, ein a sandak oisin klum elamaniya chatinak al bar. He's passive. Umaisa levena ba'alma. He's like a shtick cult. Stone. That's what he's doing. What is he? He says, "Oops!" Listen to this. Mishamish. V'chi osel aniach al atzma. You can't put on tefillin or lasatim. A person's wearing talis says, "I can't put on tzitzis now because I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis." You're being mekayim the tzitzis passively. You're mekayim to the whole word of oisah chavilas chavilas says you can't focus on two things over here. It's not a big deal. You're not doing anything. You're being mekayim mitzvah because you have kavana be yaitza and it's on you. He says, "Pshir kai gavno l'shach ein oisin." You hear of Joel? Oisah chavilas chavilas. Shabbat Sandak Ainoisakum, be Mokum and Mizbeach. He says, Mizbeach Ayunich Kamamine Karbonis, Vegvar Bedar. On the Mizbeach, you think there was one carbon? They put in a lot of carbonis. Each one was a mitzvah of Hector Ayvar, Hector Bedar, Hector, whatever it is. Shaloi, it got rubbed out a little bit, I don't know what happened. Or whatever he says. He says, and then he brings what he says, what Gavriel said. Gavriel said, who? He says in Magen Avraham Shteit, he brings it to Shema Prisha, the mitzvahs she'enach yuvis lo shayach chavilos
bilos.
Right? It goes through by that. That's why you're allowed a shecht chada yachatzva. It brings all types of things. A klal, he says, avada. There's no problem with this. So he's basically saying is he doesn't. What about the mitzvahs? The standing up. He says standing up is also covered. He says this is the covered to be a sandik that itself allows you. So I want to read you from, there's a sefer called Chut HaMesholosh. I don't think it was printed at the time of the Maram Shik. The Chut HaMesholosh is a sefer. Chut HaMesholosh means the threefold, the rope, string. It's about Rabbi Akiva Eiger, his son-in-law, the Chassam Sefer, and his son, the Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer, right. So over there it says that Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says, because he was so, mitzvahs meant so important to him, he would go to very far places, kama v'kama parsos, and sometimes the whole night he would travel. Now remember, when Rabbi Akiva Eiger traveled the whole night, it means he wasn't just sleeping on the couch. He was sitting and learning. There's a story in the Chut HaMesholosh where Rabbi Akiva Eiger came to a hotel. The one who wrote the Sefer, Chut HaMesholosh, it's a very different Sefer, was a son of the Ksav Sefer. So he writes about his great-grandfather, his grandfather, and his father. He writes over there that he came to a hotel. I mean, Mishkan five-star hotel. I mean, he came to an inn. And he stayed there, and he asked the owner, do you have any svarim here? He said, I don't really have any svarim. I said, no, Maritz. He said, but one time a person was here, and he couldn't, he didn't have enough money to pay me. He said, give me a Rajban Chulin. You know, so I said, I have the Rajban Chulin. So Rav Akiva Eiger took it, and he opens the Rajban, he starts learning, and in Kol Basa, he says, a page is missing. So he asked the owner, do you have a piece of paper? And he wrote it down, the whole page, about that, word for word. He says, so his grandson writes, his great-grandson, the Chiddush was not that he was able to write the Baal Peh. The Chiddush was that same page that he wrote, he learned the whole night. The same page that he wrote, he went over this Rajba the whole night, you know, to take out of it. So it says he went, used to travel, in order to be yotzei this mitzvah, ubeschar tichosa, to go to bris, he had one request. Yechabdeyu b'mitzvah shlema, dahainu sheyishamesh kemoyel v'sande ke'echa. So before the square rabbi here, Rav Akiva Eiger also did it. It says klar over there. So now in the new told us of Rav Akiva Eiger, they say, they bring this marmshik. That's where I Chatoyani Maska, that's where I found it. I'm not a big, even though I saw in Zundels, they just printed the Maram Shik new, the truth. He brings this up. Be'ingen zel, l'shamish kemoyel v'sande ke'echad, mislaptu g'day l'achreinim, if it's the right thing to do. And he brings this Maram Shik with oisim chavilas, the prima godem that's standing up. He also said prima godem, it's not dafka standing up. He says, so he brings over here, which I heard, I never saw it before, the Minchas Olazo. This, I remember many, many years ago, somebody was talking about it. Rabbi Whiteman in Oliver Shom was a moil. Does he remember? Rabbi Whiteman in Oliver Shom was a moil. And somebody told him that the Minchas, and he was his grandson, I think. So somebody told him, the reason he was a moil is because he was a Rav in Monticello. So I guess he taught himself Mila or whatever. And it was a Einikol or something. So why don't you give him Sandik? I'm not going to be Sandik. I'm going to sit down and do it. That's what he said. So the person told him, the Minchas Olazo says you could. And I never looked it up. So he bring the Minchas Olazo. He says, Vihine la'acha shekach nogu kedoshe elyon, gedoyle oylem schussi yogan leni, v'gam me'agoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger, zatzal heviyu betoldosov, mitchumas midai, from his midas, he calls, shehoyen naseh metal v'atzor af bericha kamar parsos. Remember, in those days, the travel was not like nowadays. Al bris mila, not because, you know, it was comfortable, because, I mean, it took away from time. He says, rak, one thing, badzer rotzes koshnei mitzvah sandik umoyel yachdav. That's what he brings over there. And he says, vada is no problem. Rei besifra, the minchas olaza, has a sefer called Ois Chaim V'Shalom. Those that are munkaches know that it's a famous sefer. He has many things there that are big chedushim. One of the things he has over there, many people don't know what to do when they put on tefillin, right? So, you know, they touch themselves. Really, when you touch yourself here, you have to either wash your hands or clean your hands. He says, no, you're doing it for tefillin, there's nothing wrong with it. Many argue kind of smart, but he says he has a lot of chedushim. It's known, Minchas Olaza had chedushim in Allah. It was a merdik going. So I didn't get a chance to tell you this. Maybe I did over the Zoom. In the summertime, so somebody told me that they came out on the Sweet Day Aish, right? You know, whatever, Rav Rafal. They came out with somebody's Sweet Day Aish was a, Knesset Rafal, he's doing a whole research on him. He was married just for how long? He was married for a very short while.
Very short period of time.
He was very short. He was a Talmud of Slobodka, big Eloy. And the Mizrachis made it like, you know, you can be a big Mizrachi. He was Isaac with them, but he was not. So I remember when I was a Bachar hearing that the Sweet Day Aish, Rabbi Chil Weinberg, Chil Yankov Weinberg from what's the name of the place again? In Schweiz, how do you pronounce it? Vadego, I don't know. However you pronounce it. He was a Rav over there, gave Shurim and so forth. That he held that the Minchas Olaza is the Godel Hador. So a few years ago, I asked the Munkach Rav from Barbara when he comes to Yos Yosef Weistreich, and I asked him, like, what's, he says, what do you mean? The Minchas, they had such a relationship that even by the Chasana, when the Minchas Olaza took all the kibbutim, right, he gave him benching. He was the only one. He was Mechabedim Moedik. So in the summertime, I noticed that they came out. I asked the Bachar, and I wasn't going out. Yitzi Friedman, who works on the Z Berman's, they haven't even brought it to my house. So over there is a story that Ramesh Stumbach heard from someone that he used to come to even his tish. So it's two different worlds. Minchas Olaza was a kanoi. He made the Satmar Rav look docile. And he was not such a kanoi. So he came over there. And it was one of the chassidim. He says, based on Chaz, in the Rebbe, Hot Ruach HaKodesh. Our Rebbe, you know, he said to Rabbi Weinberg, he says, our Rebbe has Ruach HaKodesh. So he said, a Goyen, I can tell you for sure he's a Goyen. A Tzaddik, he's a Tzaddik, he's a Goyen. Ruach HaKodesh, I have no idea. I have no idea if he knows that. I'm not supposed to know if he has Ruach HaKodesh. All right. The same Chassid Yid doesn't relent. He comes back a few minutes face to in the Rebbe Zok. Our Rebbe tells us that the Ruv, he had a PhD in philosophy, I think. Philosophy. And he says, Unza Rebbe Zog, as the Rav, learned all the college studies in the Beis HaKovid, in the bathroom. So he says, Yetz Vestech has a hot nishkan Ruach HaKodesh. Now I know he doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh. That's not where I studied. It's a very fun. He said, Rav Moshe Sternbach was laughing for days when he heard the story. He couldn't get it. When he was Nifter, he was a Bacher Nebbe, not a Bacher. He was married like very short, I don't remember. He was Nifter, they took him to Eretz Yisrael. Chatzel Sarna was sick, you know, cold. But he went to the Levaya, and they were going to bury him somewhere in Sanhedrin, you know, by a more Mizrahi type of a. And they're bringing the Aron Kodesh. All of a sudden, Rav Chatzel says, like this. And he goes, and the Bachum from heaven take the Oren, and they run to Har Menuchas, and they put him to Rav Chatzel's cave that he bought for himself. This was 66 or something. They buried him there because he held that he was a Slobodka Talmud, he has to be buried with all the Gedalim and Har Menuchas. Reb Chatzko had, that was the second thing he bought. He had bought in 1930s, 40s, a plot in Har Zeisim. But you know, Har Zeisim wasn't ours. When Reb Chatzko was Nifter, he was buried in Har Zeisim in his original plot. So even though they said, you're giving up, he says, for 3 days, he's giving it up. Anyway, that was the, so the Mincha Salazar says over there, in Ois Chaim V'Shalom, listen to this. He says, he brings a raya from this Targum Yonason. He says he doesn't know why the Mefarsh has to learn that either he was the Sandik or he was the Mail. He says he was both. B'pir Shoyim Som Beis Perushim, Yochel Yeshu Daitoi, Kimal Inami Yesho, Kosova Goyim Da Kavonis Shneim Emes, Shoyim Mail V'Sandik Gam Yach. Anyway, so if anybody's a Mail or a Sandik, so now we go back to the Shiloh. The best thing is if you could do both. So, right, Rabbi Ruvain's right. I think I forgot that the square rabbi did it. Anyway, just to end off on a little difficult note, you know, Sandik, what's the mitzvah of Sandik? To make it accessible so you can do the Mila. So, Bokshan, we learned Torah together. My job is to bring the Torah to you. I'm the Sandik. But I need, as I said, to some of you have approached. The yeshiva went through a very tough year. Some of you have called. I appreciate everyone. But some of you who don't, you know, those on Zoom too, please, if you could help us, we need by the end of the year, because the bank is going to be very upset. I don't know if they're going to buy. In other words, we financed much lower, but you have to show them that we made money, which was very hard, that we didn't have a dinner, and we didn't have the, Yom Kippur, I got sick, and Yom Kippur, that was the one time I make a... So please, I know some of you called. I really appreciate people have been very beautifully. I mean, those that you know have suffered much, though, I understand. But the what? Oh, very good. So Sam is right. You see, I'm a terrible salesman. So I believe in Torah, but I don't know how to get. Again, once I have to sell, we have a matching campaign. So right, I mentioned that yesterday. So please. Whoever could help, I really would appreciate it. As a Sandik, I'm asking just to write my Rebbetzin's grandfather, Bank of Mekon, I don't know if anybody remembers him. So he used to say that the water fetcher also has to get paid, right? So I'm not talking about my salary, but even if Tyra is there, it's like I mentioned yesterday that I used to have a Rebbe in high school. They put out a book about him, Rav Siegel. And I want to tell you something. Your Adam learns on Chaim Berlin every day, right?
Yes.
You knew that, okay. Good. So, what?
Early morning.
I wanted to tell you. My Rebbetzin, he did a surgery on her this week. That's all I wanted to do. So, he used to say that Rav Siegel, the book is a Meridik of book. I bought it for all the Rebbeim. Not because I'm quoted 13 times, actually. In the back it says 12, but it's 13 because on one page I'm quoted twice. So, but it's a merit. It is from Machana. He was a real Machana. I'm a believer Machana. He believed in us so much. Talk about the 60s where it was not popular to learn. Most of us were going to end up in college. And it was tough days. You know, they were Holocaust parents, as everybody knows. It was not a simple tkufa. So he used to say from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, later on I heard it from Reb Chaim Briska, that a Rebbe is not there to teach you how to learn. Reb Kiveg is much better. Learner of Kiveg will teach you much better how to learn. Rebbe teaches you how not to learn, not to say something crude. He says, the marshal, he wasn't his marshal. It says like you have, you know, those trees that were during, remember in the summertime there was a big storm. So those trees started, so Ray took, and he, you know, knows these things. He put those pieces of wood, what?
Stakes,
right, to hold them up. So somebody once said, that's what the job of a Rebbe is. A person naturally grows straight, but, you know, then he starts going a little here, a little there. The job of the Rebbe is just to make sure you use the koyches go out. So anyway, we have to pay our stakes.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.